It's Nick and Jules with you this morning.
Nick, last week I was telling a story about how I was doing some weird things in my sleep lately. Things completely out of my control.
Yeah, you've been writing messages to yourself very early hours of the morning that don't really seem to make a heck of a lot of sense.
Turning my alarm off, transferring money, weird things. We even threw it out to the callers last week where people were saying some stuff like, one woman set her bed on fire in her sleep.
Kind of scary stuff. I don't know why it happens though.
Well, want to get some answers from someone that knows what is going on during those times where we've got some shut-eye. Deb Herman is a sleep expert, sleep practitioner from nineye.com.au. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Jules. Good morning, Nick.
Can you tell us a bit, what goes on when we're super active in our sleep?
Yeah, what's happening with Jules?
Well, the thing with Jules is it could be quite complex because those things are very exacting in the behaviours that you're doing, not like randomly going for a sleepwalk, for instance, where you just walk around bumping into walls. So very exacting behaviour. Jules, when does that occur? Does it occur when you're in those first few hours of sleep?
I would say halfway through my sleep.
Seems to be like the very middle of the night.
2 a.m.
With the hours that we keep, Deb, it's like the middle of our night.
Look, one of the things that's really important, Jules, is that you really need to go and get that checked out because there's a whole lot of basic things that could be happening. It could be a neurological disorder. It could be sleep disorder, breathing. There's a whole bunch of things that could be going on. So Did you have it as a child?
Not that I am aware of, no.
Well, it's not like you were writing down notes that much in your phone as an 8-year-old, I suppose. Deb, you're jumping to the extreme here. Are there things that could be on the low end of the spectrum that could be happening for Jules that cause this? Is there you hear about people go, don't eat before you go to bed because, that can disrupt your sleeping patterns. Is there something that isn't as malicious?
Not really. It's really a bit more than the world of insomnia, Jules.
Oh, wow, I'm insane.
Oh, jeez.
So certainly you could have insomnia because I'm sure sometimes when you go to sleep, you probably feel quite anxious thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do tonight?
Sure. Okay.
But definitely it's something that I would recommend for any listeners that are having those problems where they're doing exact behaviours to go and book into a sleep disorder clinic. So that would be somewhere where you would go and you would spend a few days and you would have a very rigorous workup about your sleep, thorough history and, really get that sorted because without knowing the science behind what's going on, it's really hard to stab in the dark and say, well, it could be this and that's how we would treat it.
Sure, we'd better run some tests.
Deb, if you could give one recommendation to people listening right now, what would it be? To Jules included.
Thank you.
One of the best things you can do is when you wake up in the morning, get some early morning light outside.
Good call.
Get that circadian
early
rhythm going.
Light. Oh, absolutely. It's magic.
Beautiful.
Do it with a walk and it's even better.
Oh, fantastic, Deb. Deb Herman, sleep practitioner from 99.com.au. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Love talking to you. Maybe we can chat about insomnia next time.
Sounds good.
Cheers, Deb. Appreciate you.